Hello, friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and GodTube, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Doctor's Hilarious Prescription for a Man in Need of Marriage Advice. Written by Mel Johnson, read by Stacy Marshall. Doctors are usually pretty smart people. They can figure out how to treat all kinds of problems. But when a man asked his doctor for a way to cure his wife's temper, the doctor gave him a hilarious prescription his patient wasn't expecting. Remember when you were a kid and every fairy tale marriage ended with, and they lived happily ever after? Well, I think we all realize that particular ending glosses over a few things. There's actually a lot of work that goes into happy marriages, which is what makes the following fictional story so funny. And while this anecdote might have been written for the perspective of the husband, as a woman, I can tell you there are plenty of times I'm sure that I could put the doctor's advice to use on myself. A man goes to the doctor, worried about his wife's temper. The doctor asks, "What's the problem?" The man says, "Doctor, I don't know what to do. Every day, my wife seems to lose her temper for no reason. It scares me." The doctor says, "I have a cure for that. When it seems that your wife is getting angry, just take a glass of water and start swishing it in your mouth. Just swish and swish, but don't swallow it until she either leaves the room or calms down." 2 weeks later, the man comes back to the doctor looking fresh and reborn. The man says, "Doctor, that was a brilliant idea. Every time my wife started losing it, I swished with water. I swished and swished, and she calmed right down. How does a glass of water do that?" The doctor says, "The water itself does nothing. It's keeping your mouth shut that does the trick." I hope reading this brought you a smile. It couldn't help but make me think of the following from Proverbs 21:23. "Whoever keeps his mouth and his tongue keeps himself out of trouble." Sound advice, not just for marriage, but for all relationships.
Hey, listeners, I want to ask you a question. Do you feel like your prayer life is stagnant or stale? Do you desire to make prayer a part of your everyday life? If you answered yes to either of those questions, then we've got a podcast for you. It's called Teach Us to Pray. The Teach Us to Pray podcast, hosted by Christina Patterson, walks you through simple, effective steps to grow the spiritual discipline of prayer in your life. When we grow in prayer, we grow closer to God. You can find the Teach Us to Pray podcast at lifeaudio.com or in your favorite podcast app. And don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
Father hugs son as cable car plummets toward the ground, and it's why the 5-year-old is still alive. Written by Mel Johnson, read by Stacy Marshall. Father hugs his son for the last time during a cable car tragedy in the Alps, and the final embrace is how the 5-year-old, Eaton Buren, survived. Tragedy can strike at any moment. Its timing is never welcome, and far too often, it cuts through some of our best moments, stealing the joy felt only seconds before. This was the case for the family of Eaton Buren. Eaton, along with his parents, 2-year-old brother, and maternal great-grandparents, were enjoying a family outing in Italy. But tragedy stalked them up that mountainside in the Western Alps. And when it struck, a father hugs his son during the fateful plummet that would forever change everything that 5-year-old boy. The family is originally from Israel, but now they live in northern Italy, where Eaton's father, Amit Buren, worked at a clinic. With great-grandparents visiting, the family ventured out on a Sunday to visit a scenic location in the Alps. Sadly, though, they never made it to their destination. The travel to the location included riding up the mountain in a cable car. But at some point during the journey, a cable snapped, sending the cable car plummeting to the ground below. Eaton's father hugs his son during the 65-foot plunge, the only form of protection he could offer his child. But because of this act of love, Eaton Buren emerged as the lone survivor of the crash. 14 other souls sadly perished inside the cable car, lost their lives. And the heartbreaking fatalities included Amit and Tal, Eaton Buren's parents, his little brother Tom, and his great-grandparents. Miraculously, 5-year-old Eaton survived. "Where's my mom?" the 5-year-old reportedly asked as medics responding to the crash sedated him. He sustained serious head and leg injuries, but the deepest wound he'll carry is the traumatic loss of his immediate family and the knowledge that the hug that saved him was also the last one that this son would ever receive from his father. After spending several days intubated and sedated in the hospital, Eaton finally woke up. Surrounded by his aunt and other grandparents, they carefully broke the news that the 5-year-old boy had been orphaned. He's learning it through his family and psychologists with all the sensitivity of the case, said the family's lawyer. Fortunately, his aunt, paternal grandmother, and maternal grandfather are next to him. Other relatives have come up from Israel. It's a large family that is doing everything possible to help him together with the psychologists. There's no doubt that Eaton's loved ones will do all they can to help the young child process and work through the horrifying news. Ultimately, though, it will take his heavenly father to heal such tremendous anguish. Our hearts and prayers go out to this family during this extremely difficult time. No father ever hugs his son, expecting it to be the last time. The story is a reminder of just how fragile life is. But thanks to the sacrifice of our Lord and Savior, death doesn't get the final say. Our time on earth is temporary, but so is our tragedy and suffering. What comes next is everlasting life with Jesus. When you're not certain what will take place tomorrow, what is your life? It is a mist, which is seen for a little time and then is gone. But the right thing to say would be, if it is the Lord's pleasure, and if we are still living, we will do this and that. James 4:14-15.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
Have you ever considered yourself a messenger? I mean, you are called by God, and aren't we all praying the big prayer, "Here I am, Lord, send me"? So if we put two and two together, you've got a message to deliver, my friend. Whether it's mics like this, bookshelves around the world, stages to take, art to make, or businesses to build, it's time we start testifying truth unashamedly, creatively, and in love. My name is Tamara Andress, the host of the Messenger Movement podcast, which is designed to catalyze Christians to speak, write, build, and testify. I use my mic like a machete, so if you don't like to get your toes stepped on or pushed off cliffs to finally jump on in with Jesus, I may be too much for you. But if you're ready to turn your message into a movement and want to run with other messengers doing the thing at scale globally, search and follow the Messenger Movement podcast on your favorite podcast platform or lifeaudio.com today.